Tales of the Free Cities, Season 2, The Free Cities Draft. Episode 4, Abandonment. The world had turned to pale white under the moonlight, all but the brightest colours muted by the heavens. Amber marvelled as she quietly strolled along. Since her arrival, she had only seen the evening grounds illuminated by firelight. Under tonight's spell, they had become something quite different. It was almost like the scenes depicted in a child's fairy tale book come to life. Lane hummed softly as they walked, the soft and honeyed notes tumbling through the air with a golden glow. Amber knew she'd fallen hard for him, but for the moment at least, she didn't care to think about it. With her heart wildly fluttering, and her fingers entwined with his, she wanted nothing more than to remember this scene forever. Feeling as though the rest of the world had simply faded from existence, she paced along Lane through the enchanted land and towards the Proving Grounds. The field seemed lonely without players, an empty vessel lacking its essence. Amber knew the soil beneath her feet as intimately as any pitch she'd stepped on. Yet she felt strangely detached from it without the accompanying thunder of footsteps as the match raged around her.
I love it here like this.
Lane's voice was a reverent whisper.
Too many people during the day, too much noise. Their voices drown out the calm.
Amber noticed his voice had become more certain, his words said without the usual pause. She stroked his arm reassuringly. He glanced at her before continuing, his eyes turned sad. It was the only warning she got before her world came crashing down around her.
I don't know I can do this anymore, Amber Girl. Everyone wants me to be someone I don't think I'm supposed to be. I try to keep up, but I'm so strung out from running.
He paused.
I'm sorry, you probably don't need to hear this, but I wanted to try to explain it, because it's you. You know the feeling, right?
She didn't know what to say. Her heart had given up fluttering and started hammering instead. Somehow, she managed to nod.
It's lonely, especially out on the field. Everything's a painful reminder of this burden I have. Everyone looking at me like I'm a saint.
Lane shook his head.
I'm no angel. I don't claim the serenity they all think I have.
He laughed. A bittersweet sound.
Well, there is one way I found it. Straight down in the hole. Doesn't matter how small you feel, how badly burned up your soul is. Smoke enough and you'll fucking fly.
Amber finally found her voice.
Lane, I don't understand.
He looked at her, his eyes studying hers with a strange intensity she'd not before seen. Silence settled around the couple, with only a gentle wind rushing through the grass. She wondered if he could hear the blood rushing in her head as loudly as she could.
Doesn't matter, Amber Girl. Perhaps I, just... Never mind, eh?
She was failing whatever test this was, she realized. Far from the romantic interlude she'd hoped for, Lane had brought her here to confess to something. To ask for her help in some struggle he was fighting. Amber cupped one side of his face, shocked at how cold his skin felt to the touch.
I want to help. Help me to understand.
Lane offered her a kindly grin, but his eyes couldn't hide whatever harrowing feeling he harboured inside. He made to turn away, suddenly skittish. On an impulse she leant forwards, standing on tiptoes and kissed him. She felt his mouth open slightly as her lips brushed across his, before gently returning her affection. A pulse swept through her like lightning. Despite their words and the sorrow in the air, it was finally here. For the briefest of moments, she forgot everything, but the sweetness she tasted and the warmth between them. Wetness grazed her cheek as she withdrew. Lane's tears a stark reminder of the struggle he was trying to communicate. Before she could ask again, he hugged her, pulling himself into her embrace. For a split second, she was too surprised to react. Then her body softened and she pulled him closer. one hand resting in his tousled mane as he buried his head in her shoulder. She closed her eyes and savoured as much happiness as she could wrest from the moment. The rest was concern for him. His body felt gaunt and frail next to hers, not what she had expected at all. A shuddering tremor slowly took root, leaving Amber unsure of whether he was shivering or sobbing, but she knew she couldn't break away. As she stroked his hair, Amber thought she heard him breathe something, but didn't dare break the moment. They spent the rest of their time together that way, standing in the middle of the silent pitch.
Let's keep the ball moving!
Champ tackled the ball from Nomad, easily ducking around his outstretched foot and pounding down the field in possession. She was in fine form, roaring commands across the pitch at just about everyone on her team. Word had reached the rookies that the Farmers were here for the first time today, and Champ seemed hell-bent on ensuring if that were the case, they'd leave with a strong impression. It didn't make the going any easier on the rest of them. Champ was pushing her teammates to play as hard as the players in the big leagues, and some of them simply couldn't keep up. As Amber saw her teammates bite back bitter retorts, she tried to lead by example, supporting Champ and following the increasingly aggressive plays as best she could. Truth be told, she knew she wasn't giving it her all. The previous evening played itself out in Amber's mind no matter how hard she tried to dispel it. Lane's haunting expression and pained voice refused to leave her, overshadowing any intimacy inherent to the memory. It had left her with a troubled conscience she could ill afford so close to the draft. Now she knew to look, Amber saw Lane's fragility all too well. He wore a false smile like a mask, and his body language betrayed him at every turn, his head down and hair covering his eyes. His lack of investment in the game was painfully evident. He loped around the pitch looking busy, without pushing himself in the slightest. Champ was having none of it, of course. She lashed him with acerbic words, trying to drive him onwards, failing to effect even the slightest change in spite of her best efforts. Lane just offered her a distant look to go with his forced grin each time. Amber's attention was stolen by the ball, Champ's expert pass landing at her feet. Cammy chased her down, but Amber pushed the taller girl away with one arm before spinning on her heel and dodging past. As she jinked left and right to frustrate Cammy's aim, she heard a loud report. The first bullet struck the ground nearby, an explosion of grit, followed by a second gunshot and similar dust cloud a moment later. Amber knew her friend's aim was far better than those shots indicated. She suspected Cammy hadn't exactly tried her best to stop her. Cutlass offered more of a challenge, advancing forward from the goal to pressure a shot. Amber didn't try anything clever in retaliation. Nomad jogged on the opposite side, sweeping forward into position, and Amber's pass was already in the air before Champ's urgent call reached her. Doubtless looking to impress the gathered officials, the live winger chose not to take a shot on the volley. He caught the ball on his chest and dropped it down to his feet, dribbling closer for a flashy tap-in. Amber saw the foul-up before it happened, and shook her head incredulously at his lack of judgment. Cutlass had reacted swiftly to the ball's new position, switching her target to Nomad with a pass. She was bearing down on him at alarming speed, long legs propelling her forward. A second later, she slammed Nomad to the ground with a shoulder tackle. Before he could rise again, the ball was already moving back downfield. As he irritably spat dirt out of his mouth, Amber saw Cutlass offer him a smirk, the message clear. Better luck next time. Turning her head back to the game, she saw Flea deftly moving past a distracted Champ, the ace midfielder beaten by a clever piece of footwork. The lad didn't push his luck, booting it onto edge in time for Champ's sliding tackle to only find blades of grass. This fluidity of play was typical of their games now. After spending so much time together, they'd fallen into a style of play which favoured a faster pace and quick changes of possession. It was great conditioning. Edge hadn't been able to keep moving this time, though. Knuckles barred her progress ahead, and Gaffer approached behind. A quick punt forward and a burst of speed kept the older man away for a few precious seconds, but Edge's space was soon eaten up as she tried to move past Knuckles and failed. She managed to duck the same clothesline which nearly always floored Amber, but lost possession as Gaffer's outstretched foot caught the ball and sent it scattering away crazily. Rolling at speed over the baked dirt, the ball quickly travelled to Lane, who until now hadn't shown much inclination to join the scrum. He wasn't even facing upfield, Amber realised. Champ was already shouting,
"Open goal! Don't just stand there! Run, you silly bastard!"
He nodded half-heartedly and clumsily turned on the spot, almost losing the ball there and then. Amber couldn't quite make out what the struggle was, and a sense of unease crept into her bones. Lane's sluggish motions were a world apart from the genius she was used to seeing on the pitch, more akin to a drunk floundering in a gutter. Three more stumbling steps, and his shoulders sagged as though in defeat. His feet let the ball roll forward a couple of paces so he could strike it. The moment his boot connected, it was obvious he wouldn't score. The ball didn't even leave the ground, bouncing uncertainly over tufts of grass in a spray of dry soil. Well wide of the goal, it sped off over the back line and off the pitch. A shocked silence descended.
"What the hell was that?"
Champ caught up to Lane, grabbing him by the collar and shaking his slender frame violently. No answer came.
"Well?"
Champ wasn't giving up. Amber raced towards them, hearing another set of footsteps behind her as she ran. By the time she reached the confrontation, Champ had finished berating Lane and let go of his shirt. The furious look on her face, filled with seething condemnation, was probably worse than her words. Lane's eyes held no emotion at all. They were glazed, pupils shrunk to tiny discs, lost in a bloodshot sea of pink ivory. He sullenly waved one frail hand at her and made to walk away, feet unsteadily turning him towards the setting sun that dipped down behind the academy.
"Don't turn your back on me."
Champ raised one hand, primed to lash out with a vicious blow. Amber caught the strike in midair, earning the other woman's ire.
"Let go."
Champ spat her fury.
"You think this is some playground game? With all these people watching, you're playing at couples with your drug-addled boyfriend. Pah!"
Champ snatched her hand free. Amber stared, stunned into wordlessness. By the time she found a retort, Gaffer's voice sounded across the pitch, loudly announcing the end of practice for the day. Champ offered a venomous last glare before stomping away towards the sidelines.
"What's her problem?"
Amber asked out loud to herself.
"Didn't you know?"
Cammy's voice sounded behind her.
"The Butcher's Guild were here to watch her today. Rumour has it you too."
Amber's mind raced. How could she have missed that? One glance at Lane's retreating back told her how. Just a few days ago, she would have been elated to discover that a guild had taken this much interest in her. She still should be. But instead, her mind was preoccupied with a young man staggering uncertainly out of sight. More than anything, she wanted to chase after him. She was torn, a ship rocking in a storm-tossed sea. For the first time, she thought she appreciated something of what Tapper must have felt the day he exiled her. She looked towards the guild officials awaiting her on the sidelines. Her heart dragged her head in the other direction, urging her to follow Lane. She stared from left to right, tension building inside until she wanted to break and run from both.
"Amber!"
Cammy shook her, hissing insistently.
"Go and speak with them before it's too late. Guild scouts won't wait around. This is your future."
Another future walked away in the other direction. Digging fingers painfully into exposed flesh, Cammy hauled Amber around on the spot and dragged her towards Champ, away from Lane. Suddenly, Amber saw several of the other rookies facing her in a semicircle, concern written on their faces. Their eyes pleaded with her to see reason. Amber nodded glumly, allowing Cammy to lead her away. She only hoped the troubled figure behind her would forgive the betrayal. In truth, his was the only opinion which mattered. The boat drifted on a calm sea of deep blue and purple, reflecting the aurora in the skies above. knees pulled up to her chest, Amber sat quietly at one end. Lane rested opposite her, one emaciated arm lazily trailing in the water. Her mind raced, trying to find the right words to apologize. After agonizing minutes of difficult silence, she eventually found them and raised her head to speak. Lane's visage stopped her dead in her tracks, voice drying up to a whimper.
"Hey, Amber girl, why are you looking at me so strange?"
His eyes were entirely white, corpse-like and bereft of anything but a milky sheen. She held her body in terrified shock as they began to retreat into his skull, shrinking until only tiny beads remained.
"Everything, okay, Amber girl?"
As he spoke, skin sloughed away from his jaw, rotting and falling away to reveal bone underneath. Soon, the whole of his lower face had become a skeletal rictus, bare bone and teeth. This wasn't Lane. Couldn't be. She tried to turn away in horror, but her body remained frozen in place. Her spent energy seemed to channel into the water surrounding the tiny craft, turning it angry shades of red and causing large bubbles to rise to the surface. Above, the skies slowly darkened to a crimson storm.
"I needed you, Amber girl."
Lane's voice echoed in her skull against the rising panic, drowning out her thoughts.
"Where were you?"
His arms reached across the gap between them. Thin and emaciated, they were spotted with gangrene and hideous blue veins. His fingers were charred black stumps, flaking away to nothingness. She screamed and closed her eyes, the only thing she could do in her paralyzed state.
"Don't go."
Lane's voice was strained, its music now turned to a shriek.
"Please."
His voice was barely audible over the turmoil above and below. The air grew hotter with each passing second, and fire raged around Amber, flames licking at her flesh. Something grasped at her through the inferno before shriveling to nothingness and crumbling to ashes. Still, she kept her eyes clamped shut.
"Please, Amber, I need you."
Fainter now, a lost sigh on the wind. She didn't dare look. Enough to send her on a downward spiral she might never return from.
Amber.
This voice was different, louder, insistent.
Amber, wake up, Amber.
Edge frantically shook her from her nightmare, dragging her up and out of the dream.
Amber
blinked her eyes open, pulse beginning to calm down when she realized the darkened room beyond was completely still and without flames. With a trembling hand, she wiped away a mixture of tears and sleep from the edge of her eyes, trying to focus.
Edge? Oh, thank the gods. I was lost in the worst.
The other woman didn't let her finish.
Amber, come quick. It's Lane. They found him.
For once, Edge was lost for words. The dread from her nightmare embedded itself in Amber's chest, cold and unforgiving. She found her feet despite her lightheadedness and dashed through the door without even asking where to go. Her mind was a blur, the afterimages of her hellish dream blending into the memory of Lane walking away from the pitch. The last time she'd seen him before turning away to chase an altogether different dream. One which had left her with the heaviest of hearts.
"I needed you, Amber girl."
He'd seen this coming, tried to warn her, tried to reach out and ask for her help. And she turned her back on him, just like it had been done to her. And now, it was too late. The Free Cities Draft was written by Sherwin Matthews and is the sole property of Steamforge Games Limited. It is reproduced here with their kind permission and their continued support.